Good morning, Columbus, Ohio, and Local 304. In fact, good morning to all mail handlers all over the world, all those who may hear this podcast. Hey, quick podcast this morning. Again, concentrating on my branch, Columbus, Ohio. We had a town hall meeting on Friday, and I want to give you what I took out of that meeting. Probably not the same thing that you took from it, but let's talk about it. You know, before I address the town hall meeting, I want to address the mail handler who had the question during a dialogue between myself and the plant manager why he would ask me a question. Yeah, that was the response, the statement that came out of the group. Why he asking him? Well, let me tell you why he was asking me. Because your plant manager knew he was addressing the actual branch president of Columbus, Ohio. Now, the plant manager understands that he is part of a, I don't know what you want to call it, not acknowledging my position. But somewhere in his heart, he knows that I'm the actual branch president. So the dialogue that took place between the two of us in response to your question, why is he asking him? Well, he asked me because I am your branch president. Now, let's talk about the town hall meeting. Now, during this meeting, it was explained in excited terms how the acting plant manager has plans designed to take away mail handler jobs. Now, let me tell you something. With automation, it is a natural progress that as you bring more automated parts into the organization, less manual parts. In this case, the more robots they bring into the post office, the less actual people, mail handlers, clerks, whatever, they're going to actually need. And for the plant manager to kind of give us a rundown with joy of how he goes places and fires people and reduce staff, I don't know, but I didn't take a lot of solace in that. I didn't understand, and I never understand his position when he speaks so jovial about firing people and reducing staff. And you need to wake up to the fact that what he asked of you on yesterday made absolutely no sense to me whatsoever. And as long as I have this platform, I'm going to continue to let you know. Think about this concept. I am asking you to train a robot that's going to replace you. That doesn't pass a common sense test to me as far as me saying, yes, I'll help you. I'm not going to help you replace me, take away my job. I'm not going to help you do that. I wonder how he would feel if the Postmaster General said to him, listen, I'm going to send you to Columbus. You're not going to get the job, but I want you to set it up for the next person coming in that's going to actually be assigned a plant manager. I wonder would he be so excited to reduce staff and do these things that he's doing now as part of his audition to stay here permanently. You got to think about that, folks. And to the mail handler craft worldwide, in this meeting, the plant manager let it be known that the APWU president is putting up opposition. But notice, you heard no opposition from the National Postal Mail Handlers Union. Again, I'm only going on what transpired in this meeting, town hall meeting on Friday at 10:30 in the morning. Now, I don't know what's been discussed at National, but I do know that part of the speech that the plant manager gave, he said there's a holdup because the APWU has some objections to some things. Well, again, you didn't hear there's a holdup because the National Postal Mail Handlers Union has some objections. And these are mail handler jobs today that they're talking about eliminating. And then they came with the abracadabra flashing lights for mail handlers. Now listen to this very carefully. For mail handlers who bid on these newly created group leader positions, they're going to give you an all expense paid trip to Portland, Oregon. Now, if that don't make you stop and think, wait a minute, I thought we were broke. I thought the post office was trying to save money. But you're going to send me to Portland, Oregon for, I don't know how many days you're going out there for, but that's five people going to Portland, Oregon to be trained on the exact same system that the plant manager, an NDO, and an engineer just went out and observed for a whole week, but they're not capable of training you on what they just studied for a week. You got to open your eyes and you got to see. When was the last time you ever heard of being given a trip, a training trip on a job that you were awarded? And I'm not speaking about to the maintenance personnel or clerks. I'm talking to mail handlers. When was the last time you ever put a bid in for a job and attached to that bid was a trip somewhere to train on the position you just received? If you can't see that this is what we call a blind leader, then I'll do a much better job at keeping this in front of you so that you get a better opportunity to observe this for what it really is. I cannot imagine the National Postal Mail Handlers Union condoning or signing off on anything that says their mail handlers will be used to train and to design specifications for a route that a piece of equipment that the Postal Service is purchasing. I can't believe that they're going to allow mail handlers to go and train robots to take mail handler positions. I cannot believe that. I'm sorry. And, you know, another section of the town hall meeting, the plant manager loves to, kind of beat mail handlers up about the money they make. Well, let me tell you something about the money mail handlers make. That's why we have a overtime desired list. That's why in your budget, plant manager, there is budgeted money for overtime because the post office already understands they are not going to hire and maintain a full complement. So when you come on your speech or your podium and you always want to talk about mail handlers who made over $100,000, remember, they didn't take that money. One of your supervisors had to authorize that work to be done and authorize their overtime so they can get paid. So how about if we ease up on how much money mail handlers make and maybe tighten up on how your supervisors supervise? Another interesting fact that the plant manager attempted to drive home is the decrease in mail volume with respect to decrease in mail handler complement. Well, let me tell you something. And after the meeting, I briefly had a conversation with him about it. Decrease in mail volume does not have a direct impact on decreasing mail handler complement. And let me explain that. If a container normally gets 100 pieces of mail, but because of the decrease in mail volume, that container now only has 50 pieces of mail. That container still has to be moved by a mail handler. So when I tell you that a decrease in mail volume does not have a direct effect to decrease mail handler complement, this is just one very simple example of why it does not have that direct effect. Another example for the mail handlers. Say you are a mail handler working on the dock. Well, a trailer comes in with 50 skids of mail on it. Now, in the past, each skid may have had 1,000 pieces on it. But now, because of the decrease in mail volume, each skid now has 50 pieces. Again, mail handlers still have to move 50 pallets. Just driving home my point to the mail handler craft that don't be so easily taken in when the post office shows you the dramatic drop in mail volume. And when I say don't be so easily taken in, because most times you would think, well, if we're getting 50% less, these numbers I'm just making up for the purpose of this podcast. If we're getting 50% less, well, it only sounds natural that you would need 50% less people. But in mail handler job classifications and work assignments, that is not the case most times. Let me say to the agency, as a mail handler, I don't speak for the National Postal Mail Handlers organization. I speak as a mail handler trying to open the eyes of other mail handlers and understand if the agency want to take our job and replace us with automation, then let the agency do that. I am a strong believer that mail handlers should have no part in that whatsoever. And when I say no part in that, let's not kid ourselves. I'm not saying that we shouldn't do the outstanding job every day that we do. I'm simply saying part of my outstanding work to the agency, I'll say to you, you can copy my style, but I'm not going to manuscript it for you. I will not train a robot unless, again, if I bid on a job and part of the qualifications for the bid is that you have to agree to do that, then I'm not going to bid on that job. But again, I think it's just crazy that the agency would ask you to train the instrument that's going to replace you. You can't stop progress, folks, and I understand that. But the agency recognizes that they have done a horrible job in the past bringing in new technology. So now what they are attempting to do, again, as I see it, what they are attempting to do is have unions buy in so deep that we are not going to be able to dispute anything about these robots that they're bringing in. You see, think about this. If mail handlers are designing the routes, if mail handlers are setting up the pattern and training these robots, when we have violations of our national agreement, which is going to have to definitely be overhauled, the agency will take the position, how can you grieve what you have done? You see, again, it's management's rights to establish work patterns and work procedures, but if the agency manipulates mail handlers into setting these patterns up, the agency is also going to manipulate our national agreement, and their response to any grievances pertaining to these robots would be the National Postal Mail Handlers Union, in this case, Local 304, you set it up. How can you grieve what you set up? That's my recap on my perception or my perspective of what we were introduced to in our town hall meeting this Friday in Columbus, Ohio. To the mail handlers worldwide, I want to say I'm going to keep you informed as much as I possibly can on the ongoings, on the goings on inside of Local 304 and anywhere else that I am made aware of. I will do this because this is necessary. Mail handlers, I don't think we get enough information that put us in a better position to make better decisions or different decisions. So I'll keep podcasting, you know, but our local trial board in Columbus, well, in Local 304, they're working overtime to try to get me silenced and kicked out. But even if that happens, I'll keep podcasting on events I think you should know. Have a great day, and let's work safe.